What are some of your favorite UFO crash cases?
Well, obviously the Roswell case, as we've said. The Las Vegas case from 1962 is very intriguing because we have a series of sightings through Utah into Nevada. Things seem to explode in the sky over Las Vegas. Thing is tracked on radar. We have some news media about it. The Air Force did a little bit of duplicity on this thing. And what they did was they divided the Utah end of the cases from the Nevada end of the cases by using local time on part of them and Zulu time on the other part. So it looks like they take place hours apart on two separate days, when in reality, the whole thing takes place over 16 minutes. So they've split it down, and by doing that, they're able to explain it in various ways. But if you plug the whole thing together, you can't do that. In the Utah end of it, the electric lights shut off. The street lights shut off, as did other lights. But they said, well, this was a very bright meteor, a bolide, and that was what caused the photoelectric cells to trip in the streetlights and shut them off. Yet I talked to witnesses who were on the ground there, said, no, the lights went off in buildings, the lights went off in houses, that sort of thing. And there's a number of interesting bolide cases where we watch security cameras of the thing fly over. And there's one, it's the one that just happened here in Iowa and Wisconsin. And there's security camera of the thing flying over, and there's the street lights visible. It lights up the sky, but the street lights never go out. So the idea that the bolide would trip the photoelectric cells is probably poppycock.
Yeah, it didn't happen in this case. Now, what did some of the witnesses say, you know, with regards to this Vegas case?
In the Utah end, which is Eureka, the Nephi area, I talked to people on the ground. One guy said that he was driving home, his truck stalled, the headlights dimmed. He was so frightened by it, he jumped out and climbed into the truck to hide. His passenger was petrified and sat in the cabin, or in the cab, and didn't get out. His wife told me that she had seen the lights in the sky, and her husband came home, and he was white as a sheet and scared to death about what he'd seen. I talked to a state trooper, a chief of police, who told me about the lights going out. I talked to an astronomer and said, nah, it's just a bolide, don't worry about it. There was an aircraft from Hill Air Force Base in Utah. The pilot saw the thing below the aircraft. There were pilots on a commercial flight near Reno that saw the thing below the aircraft. And it apparently made a looping turn over the Reno area, headed back toward Las Vegas, and was seen to explode in the sky near Mesquite, Nevada, which, well, you know where all this stuff is, but that's right near the Utah border. And a number of people said, well, there was nothing in the newspapers, but you've got a headline in the Las Vegas newspaper that says, brilliant red explosion in Las Vegas sky. And what's interesting about that, it talks about a photographer for the newspaper who had seen it. So I called the newspaper to see if I could trace the guy, named Frank Maggio. And they said, no, he doesn't work here anymore. And I was talking to the reporter, and I explained what I wanted. And she said, well, you can't believe everything you read in the newspaper. And I'm thinking, this is an incredible attitude for a reporter for the newspaper telling me that these people are lying. And I asked about Maggio, and she said, oh, they're all dead. So I got out the Las Vegas phone book, and there was a Frank Maggio photo lab. I said, it's got to be the same guy. And I called him up, and it was.
It was perfect, yeah.
So I talked to him. I talked to a lieutenant on the Clark County Sheriff's Department named Walter Butt, who headed the search and rescue team, and they were called out that night. They went out looking for it. The Air Force in the file said there was a letter from a Major Hart to someone in New York who'd asked if there had been fighters scrambled during this, and he said no, there hadn't been. But in the file, fighters were in fact scrambled, I think, off Luke in Phoenix to look for this thing. There was the radar track that you're not going to get a radar track on a bolide. So there was a lot of that sort of thing going on. So this is an interesting case because you can see some of the duplicity on the part of the Air Force. You've got a number of witnesses. One is a general officer, as a matter of fact, out of Colorado Springs, who called the command post to ask what was going on. So we've got some very high-ranking officers involved. We have police officers involved. We've got photographers from newspapers involved.
Doesn't sound like a meteor to me, Kevin.
Not that it took 16 minutes and made a big, huge looping turn near Reno. So, no, it certainly wasn't. But that's a very good case, I think.